I have no idea what the quality is like. I'm lying in my bed. It's 1:24 a.m. and I can't sleep. Been trying for better part of an hour and a half now, and even though I'm yawning, I am, and I'm tired. My brain doesn't seem to want to shut off and just shut the fuck up. Which is just great, you know. You really want to sleep, that's when it's not gonna let you. Don't really think that I suffer from insomnia. Maybe this is just a, you know, temporary thing. I think most people experience it here and there. I feel like I should have some kind of topic to talk about, but that's too fucking late for that. Trying to listen to ASMR right now, but I seem to have lost me tingles. Usually happens when I listen for too long and too often, and because my requirements for getting ASMR are rather precise, I suppose. I only get it on my right ear, and it is almost, well, I do feel it every now and then on my left, but it's not at all as close or as pleasant, I suppose you could call it. And on my right, it only really works when it's binaural and the person moves stuff away and toward the top of my ear and behind it. Yeah, fuck if I know why that is like that, but you know. Something I fucking decided. Anyway, that is shit. Also, no talking is always better. Just pure sounds, please. Talking is okay sometimes, but the issue is it makes me pay too much attention, so I can't just disregard it and fall asleep, and it doesn't matter if it's a foreign language. I'll feel the same. My actual microphone has been acting up lately, so I don't know. I'm not making too many audios. I'm worried that it's because my microphone is broken. I really hope that's not the case, and that it's just the XLR cable that's kind of fucky, but if it is broken, then I'll have to switch back to my old microphone, which is okay, but not great, and very likely might make me stop making audios altogether. I don't know. take it as a warning or whatever. Probably not. Probably not. Christmas isn't too far out. It's weird how time passes much faster the older you get, isn't it? Having whole weeks go by without you really putting much thought into what happens. Suppose it might be chained together with the fact that I'm pretty alone most of the time. A hermit. Well, I'm not really, but I don't know. Not feeling too sociable this year. It was better last year, but comes and goes. It's just kind of funny how when you're younger, you know, can't stop wanting to get older. And the days and hours just slowly pass by, but now that I'm where I am in my life now, you're starting to get the sense of time better, I guess, or differently, where a year doesn't seem like all that much, like there isn't all that much you can achieve. By getting a year older, there isn't the new threshold you have to get with your age at this point. Because before, you know, you needed to get to like 18. And then at 18, you had to get to, I don't know, like 21, 22, 23, something like that. You know, to feel adult. And now, fuck aging. If I could, I totally would choose to become an AI. Just because. Not for any specific for a specific reason. Who the fuck wants to actually die? No one does. Literally no one does. Yeah, well. And it's not like I'm dying, but, you know, everyone will someday. I suppose maybe this is a way to segue into a topic of religion and all that, because I don't believe that, one, there are any sort of consequences to whatever the fuck we do on the planet once we die. And I most definitely don't believe that anything happens after we do. We were made from stardust, and once we die, we'll become one with the universe again, and that's just kind of how it is. We're really, really insignificant in regards to the greater, you know, universe, but for the time that we're here, we're pretty important. Like, very few people are needed to change the world, but of course they have to be good and actually wanting to help, which most people aren't. I really, really am a heavy subscriber to the economic man theory in regards to how people act towards everything. I don't believe that we act based off of well, I do think we act off of learned behavior, but I feel like most of that learned behavior is geared towards some kind of profit maximizing, even though it might not be capital or income. Most people will enter a situation and try to get as much out of it for themselves. And I also don't believe in altruism, really. It's a nice thought, but really most people that commit great acts of altruism, I would say do it because it makes them feel good about themselves. It's not because it helps other people, it's to, yeah, make them feel better, make them maximize their mental health profits, if you want to call it that. I have a very fucking cynical way of looking at life, but it's just hard to ever believe in the good of people when most seem to jump over the hedge wherever the hedge short, it's shortest, you know. Yeah. And I'm no saint. I'm not a fucking white knight on a horse, a fucking angel on earth that never does anything wrong. I do lots of shit wrong. And do I maximize my profits in most situations? Yeah, probably. Like, assuming that I never would do that would be hypocritical of me when I think that most people do. Would I be able to give an example of someone who doesn't? No. And most concrete examples could probably be deconstructed into a whole slew of shit that disproves what I'm thinking, but whatever. It's a thought. Not something I'm putting into law or whatever. So yeah, people, including myself, suck. I tried thinking of this thing today because a friend of mine pissed me off. He's kind of notoriously bad with commitments, like, I'm not gonna go into detail about him and his relationship to me, but he's pretty unreliable in my opinion. And today I specifically stayed up longer in order to hang out with him, and he brushed me off. And he brushed me off in a way where when I asked him what he was doing, he just ignored me. And then came back a while later saying he was doing something with someone else. And, kind of pissed me off, you know? Like, who the fuck do you think you are wasting my fucking time when you already know that I don't have a whole lot to fucking spare, you dick? But then again, I thought about it, and I thought about this thing I read on Reddit. Weirdly enough, like, would it piss me off 10 days from now? No, it would not. It's probably forgotten tomorrow. Would it piss me off 10 weeks from now? No. 10 months? Definitely not. 10 years? No, not even a question. So is it something that's worth staying mad over? No. It's not gonna be the last time, and it definitely isn't the first time he's done this shit, and He's still my friend, so I don't care. It's gonna be fine. It's just one of those things you have to factor in. Oh, I was having a discussion about tipping, and I've had a discussion on tipping for a long time with a lot of people, and for any American or whatever listening, because apparently this is not a thing here, the whole tipping system you have, I think it's mostly America, also some of southwestern-ish Europe, like Spain, Italy, France, that kind of stuff, probably Greece too, but like, it is so weird to me with your tipping culture. Like, I've discussed this at length with people, and I understand that the tips are supposed to make up for the very low wage people have, but I don't know how well that works, and the fact that it's spreading to other professions is kind of insane to me. Like, tipping your hairstylist, or tipping your dog groomer, or, you know, tipping people that, I don't know, it would never ever occur to me that these people would need to be tipped on top of what they already make, because tipping is not a thing here at all. Like, the only people that ever receive tips, except for a very tiny exception that I will get to, the only people that ever receive tips are waiters, and they don't receive very much. I would say it's probably around 5%, but lucky if they get much more than that, and tipping 15 to 20% is completely unheard of. Now, as I'm this discussion about delivery boys, or delivery people, not just boys, women as well. Like, here, when you order a pizza, you already pay quite a lot more than, like, I think it costs about $3.20 for as a delivery fee. So I suppose the tip is already calculated into it, but it would never occur to me that this person that is handing me pizzas, who drove it out for something I already paid for, I paid for the delivery, would require a tip. Now, some people here do that, but it is by far not the vast majority, and I think most tipping occurs when you have a certain amount of money and you're paying cash and you go keep the change, where that won't be very much in most cases. But I have literally never heard of anyone actually tipping a delivery, or like a pizza delivery person here, in an actual tipping way, aside from the keep the change thing, because that's really not much. And I don't know, I've been to a few hotels and stuff, and they don't have bellboys, or whatever they're called, piccolos or whatever. Like, they don't carry your shit, unless it's like a fancy place, I'd assume. But that's not really a thing. Bartenders definitely don't get tipped. It's already expensive enough for us to buy shit. If we had to tip people as well, that would be ridiculous. No one would ever go. What else was there? I don't remember. Oh yeah, the fuel attendant thing where people get quote-unquote full service. What a fucking joke. Just let people pull up and fucking tank their own shit and then be on their way. Why the fuck are you employing someone to to do a job most people don't give a fuck about. That's just a personal thing. I think that's fucking dumb. Anyway, this recording is probably shit anyway. I'm not gonna do anything to edit it, so have fun listening to the background noise that I'm sure is there.